This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has destroyed almost a third of Ukraine's power stations in the past week, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, as Moscow rained more missiles down on infrastructure in what Kyiv and the West call a campaign to intimidate civilians. Missiles struck power stations, including in the capital, Kyiv, where they killed three people. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv updates VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine.
Second day in a row this week that Russian forces is shelling Ukrainian critical infrastructure. Today, the city of Kyiv again woke up with the sounds of explosions. This time it was the left bank of the city, one of the biggest power plant on that side of the city.
Russia has openly acknowledged targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure with waves of missiles and drone strikes since the start of last week in what President Vladimir Putin said was legitimate retaliation for a blast on a bridge. A court in Russia has rejected imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny's second appeal of a 9-year sentence. The 46-year-old dissident is serving the sentence handed to him in March on the charges of fraud and contempt of court in a high-security prison. Navalny, Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, was arrested in January 2021 upon returning from Germany, where he'd been recuperating from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for parole violation. In March, he was sentenced to 9 years in a separate case on charges of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years of insulting and charges of insulting a judge. This is VOA News. A UN human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday as many as 23 children have been killed by Iranian government security forces, among other human violations, in response to the ongoing mass protests in the country. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters in Geneva, High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravini Shambasani said the Human Rights Office has received reports of Iran's security forces firing live ammunition at protesters at close range, delivering fatal beatings, raiding schools, and arresting school children, along with human rights activists, lawyers, artists, and journalists. She said if true, the actions violated a number of international agreements Iran has signed on to.
We call on the Iranian authorities to hold prompt, impartial, and independent investigations into all alleged violations, including the killing of children.
The protests began last month following the death, September 16th, of 22-year-old Masi Amini, of Iran's morality police, allegedly for violating the nation's strict dress codes. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Mali's foreign affairs minister on Tuesday said the military government would exercise its right to self-defense if France continued to undermine the West African country's sovereignty and national security. Speaking at a United Nations Security Council briefing on Mali in New York, the foreign minister repeated allegations that France had violated its airspace and delivered arms to Islamist militants that had been waging an offensive in northern Mali for the past decade. France has denied this. Its relations with Mali have soured since an August 2020 coup and is withdrawing troops sent in 2013 to help fight the insurgency. Dozens of black-clad protesters clashed with police and broke shop windows on Tuesday on the margins of a demonstration when several thousand people took to the streets of Paris to call for wage hikes as high inflation eats away their purchasing power. 11 people were arrested in Paris, the Interior Ministry said in the early evening, adding that 107,000 people nationwide followed the protest call from left-wing parties and some unions, including 13,000 in the capital. Recapping our top story, Russia has destroyed almost a third of Ukraine's power stations in the past week, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, as Moscow rained more missiles down on infrastructure in what Kyiv and the West call a campaign to intimidate civilians. Missiles struck power stations, including in the capital, Kyiv, where they killed three people. Russia has openly acknowledged targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure with waves of missile and drone strikes since the start of last week. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.